goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The sheep know him. Verse 5. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. The sheep here know the voice of the shepherd. Likewise, once they're saved, we know the Lord. We can know the Lord. Just like families know each other to entirely different degrees, the people on the outside will get to know someone that's in the family. Go down to verse 26. The Lord says, but you do not believe, speaking to people who don't believe, you do not believe because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Those who are not of the sheep, those who do not believe are not of the sheep. The Lord knows his sheep, and they know him. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Think further on this topic. Chapter 1, and in verse 18, we'll read Paul writing, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Here, Paul tells us, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. Those who are outside of the family, who are not born in the family, they don't understand what God is doing. The Old Testament's read, but these people don't understand a word of it. They don't understand what it really says. They're reading the same Old Testament we are, but they don't know.